Right, call the meeting to order, approve the minutes of 8-6 and 8-19, 2014.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, resolutions. We're going to take 337 out of order. We don't mind. Is that all right with everybody? I don't hear any... It's an execution of contract for Connor Babies. They're here. Hi, Sheriff. How are you? They were here. They're here?
Yeah, they're out in the hallway.
Oh, okay. Go. They want to come in, yes.
Who are they?
All right, we have Resolution 337, approving the execution of a contract amendment of excess of 50 entered in Body County, O'Connor and Davies, LLP.
I'll bring that forward.
Moving forward, second. The reason why we're here, we have a 3-year contract. This is the second year with the time limitation. If we went out for an RFP, I'm sure we would have a difficult time getting somebody within the time scope that we need. So that's why it's here before us. Tracy?
Couple comments. Mm-hmm. First is technical. In the contract, the term was from January 1st, 14 to 12/31/14, and on the resolution it says 12/31/13 to 12/31/14. So if those
the original contract was
when I looked at the contract that was sent out, it said 1/1/14. But
all right, so let's just change it to 1/1/14.
Okay. But 12, that I'm less concerned about that than the fact that it's before us right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna support it because it's a little late to have this conversation. But I think as a matter of practice for the legislature, both with the budget analysts and the auditors, when we talk about extensions, we should be looking at these renewals sometime, ideally, I would say February. We know it's coming up.
Right.
And that way, if we have an issue or we want to talk about putting something back out to RFP for performance or otherwise, we have the time. There's no way we could possibly go out to RFP right now for a job that needs to start in a couple of weeks. So I think this is very late coming to us, whatever the oversight, but as a matter of policy, I think we should start moving these things forward in February.
I couldn't agree with you more to do such. And there again, well, hopefully, Don, you remind us in January of each year that those two areas, one, the auditor and also the consultant, and we'll deal with it ASAP, the early part of the year. All right?
You got it.
Thank you.
Anything else? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? No? Okay, one other thing we'll take out of order today. We have our friend and fellow legislator, ex-fellow legislator. We have all these friendly faces around here, Joseph Steckler tonight. And Joseph would like to address the committee regarding village taxes.
Is that on our agenda?
It's not. Just so that everyone realizes, it's not on our agenda tonight because it hasn't passed rules. If it passes rules, it comes to us next week. But Joe would like to just say a couple words. I'll allow you just a couple words.
Okay. I think quite a few things have been talked about before, or either between the committee or when Mary, Sheila, and the mayor were down here. This year, as of today, there's 205 parcels that are unpaid, and it's a $500,000 balance. That's out of an initial tax levy of $3.6 million. And it in 13 it went, which I think you have this information, but the 2013 numbers, it's 84 parcels with 164,000 that's still built. So that's just some of the numbers, going back, and our treasurer or myself will make whatever available that the committee would want. And they were just really, I don't want to, because I know it's been talked about, different times and everything, and take up too much time from the committee. It's just like to see the village made whole. And we're doing some other things to improve our financial condition. I went over some things that our treasurer, I'm not sure what anybody from the county had figured, but it should be approximately, the county should realize about $40,000 a year in penalties and interest on the money, which the presumption is the county would, of course, keep that.
Mm-hmm.
And, other than that, just appreciate the consideration, and it's good to see everybody.
Thank you for coming, Joe. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could I ask courtesy to take 342 out of order? We've got the Director of Information Services and the Deputy.
You took the words right out of my mouth. 342. approving the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000, Interbody County, National Business Equipment, Department of Informational Services. We have Sylvia and Ed here. First, let's have someone move this.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Who wants to talk, Ed? Sylvia, which one? Both?
I'll talk first, and Ed will help if we have questions. This is kind of a complex contract, so I thought I would come and talk a little bit about it and see if anybody had any questions. The goal of this project is to reduce printing costs throughout the county. A couple years ago, we had an independent firm come in and do an assessment of our print practices and volume, and we saw that we were spending a fair amount of money each month when you took into account the purchasing of printing and copiers, the cost of toner, cartridges, maintenance, repairs, parts. The assessment came back and showed us that we were spending $39,000 a month on printing, which we thought was pretty high, and we could probably do better. So it's $39,651.94 is what we were paying.
Supplies,
leases, printers, paper, toner, the works, whole package. We're printing over 1 million pages a month. So we wanted to take some action to the goal. So we put out an RFP with a couple goals. One was to bring down our printer costs. Another was to reduce the amount of paper that we were actually, the paper and supplies that we were actually using. The other was to reduce energy costs. So we, based on the report that we got back from the vendor who did the assessment, we put out an RFP to have vendors come in and make proposals on how we could optimize our printing and reduce the amount of paper and printing that we actually do. They proposed that we include with our printers and copiers software that runs and monitors all of the print devices. So at the end of the month, we can run reports and give them to department heads so they can see what kind of printing is being done in their departments. And we can use those reports to identify high printing volumes and then take a look at those areas and see if we could come up with maybe electronic solutions. So besides just replacing the printers, we have a lot of intelligent information that we can use to increase savings in the future. So for what we were spending, $39,000, we chose a vendor that will do this, that will provide the printing services and the volumes that we currently have, and also include the reporting and the management of the devices themselves. So right now I have a field service tech who goes out and takes care of all printers if they break, if they jam, if they need cleaning. This company will also do that for us. So they're my go-to people for printing and copying. Anything happens, I give them a call. They come in and take care of it. All that for $26,500.62 a month, which comes out to be a savings of $10,218 a month.
Sylvia, what are you going to do with the employee that you have that's doing the work?
I'm going to give him other work to do. We certainly have a huge, that's only 20 hours a week, so I have plenty of work that I can put him on that's not print related.
Mary Beth?
It's not really a true cost savings in a sense, because you're saying the $39,000 did include paper, and this is not including paper.
Oh, I'm sorry. The $39,000 does not include paper.
Oh, it does not include paper.
Okay, I'm sorry. I might have misspoke there.
What kind of turnaround time would they have if you called them? How far away are they?
4-hour turnaround.
4 hours.
And the way that they designed it, if your printer goes down, everybody has a backup printer that they can go to. So there's really no need to have anything more than that. Yeah.
Tracy?
How many companies responded to the RFP?
Seven.
And was this the cheapest?
Yes.
Most economical.
addressed to him.
And can I
value engineering?
And how many printers and copiers are we talking about total? The contract in my packet was very hard to hard to read.
Okay. So.
That's because of the printer.
We originally had 543 printers spread out around the county. Very inefficient and costly. Some of them are inkjets. To replace those cartridges is $40 or something, crazy. Like that. The new solution has... Ed, do you have that off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, it's less than 200, though. From 540 to less than 200.
To less than 200?
And the way that we're doing that is we are eliminating all personal printers on people's desks. There's no reason to have somebody, if there's a printer right out there in the hallway, to have a printer right on your desk. A lot of times I got an excuse that, oh, it's confidential, so I have to have it on my desk, which is a valid reason. However, the new copiers, you take your badge and you swipe it in front of the copier printer, and that's when your job comes out. So there's no confidential data sitting on the printer waiting for you to come pick it up. So you can go to the printer, swipe your card, grab your confidential wow. stuff. The other thing it allows you to do is when you print your card, it'll show you all the print jobs that you have waiting. And I can say, oh, I printed that whole contract and I really only meant to print Schedule B, but I made a mistake, or I changed it and printed it again. I can delete those so I don't have wasted paper on the devices, which is another cost-saving issue.
That's a follow-up question. It raised two questions in my mind. For all the personal printers we're eliminating, do we own them and are we going to sell them, or what are we going to do
junk.
With them?
They're junk. Yeah. Most of them are 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
And they're very costly to run. There are some that are still viable. Mm-hmm. We're redeploying some of those throughout the county because not in every case you don't need a big multifunction device. There are some instances where small laser jet printer is just the right tool for that job. So we're redeploying those devices, and that's part of the plan that the vendor came up with. And then we'll have another, I think there's a dozen or so, it's listed in the contract, that we'll keep in stock to replace the ones that break, or if we have an emergency, you know, where we need a printer somewhere. So we'll have some of them that we'll keep in stock. The old ones that are expensive to run, we're going to dispose of.
And my last question is, and I want to thank you for coming, because just reading the contract, I didn't fully get that, and I'm very excited to hear we're eliminating so many printers. Could you possibly come back in 6 months and tell us how it's doing in terms of paper and the idea, the goal, which I think is so fantastic. That's great.
I'm so thrilled about having those reports, because right now it's difficult to even get a handle on what's going on out there.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. It'd be great to get a status report.
Included in this is a quarterly review so that the vendor comes back. And
this on the excess equipment, is it going to cause us anything to get rid of it?
No, we have an arrangement with resource recovery for free disposal.
I will just add, too, us going to the new financial system is saving us paper to begin with. I mean, I don't have to print out monthly reports for every department. They can go in and get it themselves, where they don't even need to print it out. Yeah. So that is saving a tremendous amount of paper.
On our end too. Mr. Chairman, I trust the committee will be happy with a verbal report instead of a printed report.
Carl?
So what does it mean when it says that 36 months from installation? It's $964,000, 36 months from installation.
So once everything's installed, which will, if we get the go-ahead and then we start in November, we should be done by January. That's when we start paying the $26,000 a month for 36 months. When the 36 months is up, then we can decide whether we want to purchase these, lease again. You know, you have all those options at the end of 36 months.
So okay. What's the cost of outright purchase now versus at least the $26,000 a month?
I don't have that
I don't think
at my fingertips.
Yeah, it's obsolete after 3 years.
That's the reasoning behind us doing the leasing.
Listen, you still got to look at that option.
So I don't have that number at my fingertips.
Can you get it to us by next week?
I
appreciate it. Any other questions?
One other question. So the ones that we're going to lease or whatever, they're going to have like an auditing feature on it that you can run a report to know who printed what and how many pages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Carl printed 14 pages from Word, 26 from the Internet. He printed them black and white. Half of them were black and white. You know, two-thirds were color, duplex, simplex, all of those things
right.
I can know.
So it's a two-point process. You're going to have some kind of accounting when you're sending the job to the printer.
Automated.
Because, right, because you're not going to allow people who don't have either an access to it. And then when you get to the printer, you're going to have a card to swipe to actually send the job through?
To release it.
Or to release it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Paul?
It's going to be your county ID badge.
Sure.
I think it's a great idea, and I don't have a printer on my desk, so I walk down the hallway. It's good exercise.
Yeah, that's part of healthy old.
Yeah, I agree. The question was the leases that we have now, will we buy out of them?
They're buying them. This includes a buyout of all the leases.
So we'll all transfer at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Any other questions? I think you did a great job, and hopefully it works out. But when we get that report, we'll see exactly
yes,
what it is.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
And I'll get the cost if we order it outright.
I appreciate it.
For you.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Thank you. You're more than welcome to stay, but if you want to leave, you're more than welcome to leave, too.
Thank you. We shall.
314.
Oh, can I, Rick?
Yes.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes, you may.
As time goes on, the not to exceed amount in the contract was $960,000. Because that was done at September, now it's probably going to be November, that rate is going to go down because they're buying out less of the leases. So once this is all finalized, then I can actually finalize that number. So right now, it's instead of the 27-something that's in the contract, it'll be 26,500. And if we wait till December, it'll be a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
So when the contract actually gets executed, it will be less than what you see there. But we don't want to delay it because we're also not saving.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, so just put the not to exceed the amounts.
That's what's in there.
That's what's in there. The not to exceed.
Yeah. It'll be less than what's stated.
Right.
Gotcha.
Be less.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
313, not 314. Request and transfer from contingent account to restore funding for 2012 appropriation Bartabon Ulster Performing Arts, amending 2014 budget. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Moved second by?
Second.
Mary Beth. This would basically was an oversight that we did not pay the Bartabon account in 2012. They called me up and brought it to my attention. We had everybody look at it. There was, for whatever reason, they did not get paid. We did authorize it back then, so this is just releasing that $18,750. Right, Bert?
That's correct.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
314, setting a policy. Here we go.
Where is it?
I thought you were going to do that next.
That's been held. That was held in our committee.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's why it's not there. Mm-hmm. Being held? Correct, Don?
Yeah.
Vicki?
No action.
By the collection of police.
It was held.
All right. 319. Authorize a public hearing as required under Article 225AA of Agricultural Markets and Law regarding an 8-year review of Agricultural District Number 4.
I'll move it.
And providing, yes, you're right. But we'll do, you're right. We're doing 19 first. I have read it all. To affect municipalities.
I'll move it.
Move. Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, going back to 318, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the town of New Paltz to provide public transportation service, New Paltz Loop, Department of Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit.
I'll move it.
Moved by Tracy, second by?
I'll second it.
Carl. Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
320. Authorizes the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Service to accept additional funds from Crimes Against Revenue Program, amending 2014 Ulster County Budget DA.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
321. Authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Office of Victim Services for funding under a Victim and Witness Assistance Grant Program, amending Ulster County Budget Department of Probation. We have an amendment on this one. Where's the amendment?
It's the second resolve to correctly show the breakdown.
Okay. Everybody have a copy of the second resolve that says AA.3140.
Just allocating different accounts.
Right. Everybody should have it on their resolution. See it in bold letter. Everybody see it?
Where are we?
321.
Okay, I'm paying
attention. You know,
so
we take your apples away if you don't pay attention.
I know. So you crossed out the 91,000 for 12,000. What was
that? We're not increasing regular pay, if you don't mind, Rich. But
go on, yeah.
Explain it. We're not increasing regular pay $91,000. If you see the next resolution, which is creating the position's $54,000. To the end of the year, that position's $12,585. In order for us to maximize the revenues that we're receiving, I can't encumber payroll.
Right.
So I can encumber an expense if they, you know, probation can put an expense in. I can encumber it to get it the next year, or else we would lose funding from probation.
And since you're on that, man,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Chairman, can I?
Yes, you may.
So why are we creating a position?
It's 100% funded for crime victims.
So it's going to be reimbursed?
Yes.
It's for domestic violence.
It's domestic violence,
it's
correct.
It's for domestic
yes.
violence.
Okay. The NFL wants us to do this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the position is 100% funded.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Honest to God.
Honest to God. All right. All in favor?
Okay.
We're going to do this okay part as of the resolution, then the amendment? Two separate or all together?
Okay. We're going to do the amendment first. Amendment first.
All right. Amendment first. Amendment second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. On the resolution with the amendment?
Aye.
Carl moves it?
Second.
Oh. Second.
Aye.
Aye. All in favor say aye. Thank you. 322, creating one full-time position in the 2014 Ulster County Budget Department of Probation. This also has an amendment, too, that says, fifth whereas, the words of salary to be amended, financial impact to reflect the actual cost.
It was just for
a all right. Move it first, Trace. Tracy's moving it first.
I don't know, I had a question.
But first you're moving it, right?
All right,
I'll move it. Carl, second it?
All right.
All right.
The amendment.
I move the, now the, down the amendment. Yes? Carl?
Yes.
James, second? Yes.
Sure.
What's your question?
So, I'm wondering, so this is funded, but is the grant just for 1 year? What happens after the year? Then the county's taking on the cost?
Sunset, right?
It should be a sunset clause. Is there not?
If not, Tracy, why don't you make a motion to include, make sure there's a sunset.
But I will definitely make a motion to include a sunset, but are we anticipating that it's going to continue to be funded?
Yeah, I mean, this grant that we received expires October of 15. Each year, it's the funding source that the grant was awarded to. This is actually goes through 2017.
Okay.
If you look at that resolution 321 that you just passed, that grant goes to 2017,
agreed, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We can put the sunset clause in.
Okay.
It wouldn't be up until 2017.
Can we? Well, I'd make a motion to put in a sunset clause with our standard language.
Second.
All right.
We normally do put those in.
But now it's official. All right.
Mm-hmm. Bert, you said the salary was 54. It says 50.
Right. I apologize. Yeah, that was just, I apologize.
Just double check.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so we have.
I had this time of year, Jim.
Sorry. I understand.
So we have to vote on two resolutions, two amendments, and one.
You have to vote on the motion first, right? Add the sunset clause, then the resolution.
We did, didn't we?
No, we didn't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor on the amendment for the sunset clause? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
I have another question.
Yes.
Can I ask Ken? Can I ask you? So this grant is for crime victim and. Crime victims counseling.
That's correct.
So, how many counselors do we have already? I mean, is this grant?
I don't oversee probation, so I don't want to.
Okay. We can get you an answer for that.
But this grant is solely this position is solely for counseling.
The title of crime victims counselor.
Crime victim counselor, I believe, is part of our domestic violence anti-domestic violence efforts.
Great.
I'll have to get that for you.
No.
I had the same question, so maybe we can all be copied on it.
So get two answers next week.
Chairman,
yes.
Can I just ask, in the whereas it says $50,341.68, and then the create an amount part in the bottom, it says $50,342. We're just rounding stuff?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Are we allowed to round?
That would be on the resolution. Hold on. Well, in terms of, like, when I increase the budget, per se, the budget is the whole dollars.
Okay.
I don't want cents. It will be a nightmare.
Okay, I'm just asking.
It will be a nightmare. I know, understand.
Yep.
All right. On the amendment, what the resolution of the sunset? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
On the resolution with the sunset and what's the other one?
The two words added.
The two words added. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We took care of everything, right?
Yes.
All right.
Are you on another one?
Nah, that's enough. That's enough. 323, authorize the appropriation of funds from the restitution surcharge account for its use in confidential investigations of any 2014 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
I'll move it. Discussion.
Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. Tracy.
I was wondering if maybe the sheriff could explain what the restitution surcharge account is, first of all.
Well, this one specifically was what Timmy Matthews, part of what Timmy Matthews owned us. So it came back, it goes into our, we have an account for, or a line item for restitution surcharge. And that went into that. It's just a matter of now transferring that money to someplace we can.
And what is the vehicle expense? It says division vehicle expense, but
yeah,
what is the vehicle
probably
expense?
Either for repairs or for equipment.
So he
takes
money back?
Correct.
What's so funny about that, Mary Beth?
It's funny. He should.
Oh, okay.
Restitution surcharge. When you make restitution, there's almost always a surcharge unless you make it like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like interest. So the surcharge is like an interest.
I don't know if you call it interest, but it's a surcharge.
It's a penalty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
324. Authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislative Executive Agreement, New York State Unified Court System for reimbursement for court attendance. Many 2014 Ulster County Budget Sheriff's Office. Moved by Mary Beth. Second by.
Second.
Carl. Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Everybody, aye.
Aye.
Okay. 325. Authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in local emergency management performance grant for federal fiscal year 2014 emergency communication/management. Moved. By. Second. Jim, second. Thank you.
Second.
Discussion.
I was reading.
I know you were. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 327. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with the City of New York, various towns for the purchase and demolition of homes damaged during Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. Department of Emergency Services. Emergency Services.
So moved.
Emergency Management. I'm sorry. Moved by Jim. Second by who?
Second.
Carl. Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorize the filing application for a state grant and aid for municipal waste reduction or recycling project and authorize the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to sign any associated state contract under appropriate laws of the New York State Department of Environment. Moved by Tracy.
I'll move it, yeah.
I knew you wanted to do it.
Of course. What is this? The Department of Environment.
This is for the county purchased chippers as part of our program to address the Emerald Ash Borer infestation in the county. This is a grant that allows us to apply for 50% reimbursement on the cost of those chippers.
How much are the chippers?
TBD.
It's in the back here.
Right there, TBD.
I don't do TBD.
TBD. It's somewhere between
141,000.
Yeah. The legislature authorized the chippers earlier this year. They've been purchased. This is a reimbursement grant.
How many did we buy?
I believe there are three.
Three. The big ones are tow behind.
Yeah.
141,000.
The super size chippers.
141,000.
141,000.
That's the cost.
Hold on. Before we go any further, Mary Beth, make a second, please. Thank you.
But I'm not liking the chippers.
All right, just make a second.
Okay. We need those chippers, Mary Beth.
All right, Mary Beth, go on.
This is an opportunity.
Only half of it. Do you see how many zeros there are?
The county is fully funded. The chippers, we own the chippers. We purchased the chippers.
Oh, so this is a viewpoint?
Tracy?
I mean, I'm just getting up to speed on this Emerald Ash Borer, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about it, Mary Beth, but we are in, the center of a disaster zone with this. If you read even just this contract, the Department of the Environment did an assessment on just the county right-of-ways and identified over 3,000 trees that have to be removed and chipped. And there's a lot of good coming out of this grant as well. They're going to be using the chips at UCRA to fuel the compost facility, which we also will be seeing another upcoming grant that's going to expand the use of that compost facility. So there's a lot of good coming out of this really horrible thing that we're going to hear a lot more about. So I know it's a lot of money, but it's really necessary.
I give a lot of credit to the Department of Environment. They're really trying to make a bad situation very positive for the environment.
And it's very bad.
And again, the CFA that we submitted to expand the composting section of the recycling center is just amazing what they put together, where they're able to, you know, you take the biomass and then actually develop a market through subsidy by adjusting the tipping fees as it relates to the organics, so they can actually attract large users in the county to bring their their organics to the center for compost. And part of the grant, they purchase a bagging machine so they can actually then sell the resulting compost and actually develop a market. It's fascinating. I'd love to share that and do a presentation for every time. We're hopeful it'll be funded. We'll know in a few weeks.
All right. Carl?
I see the cost now. But what is the cost for writing the grant?
The cost for writing the grant was written in-house, Carl.
Okay. Well, it says TBD. That's why I didn't understand. So there's no cost.
The reality is we have to remove these infested trees from the county right away. Our goal here is to actually is to do something very positive with the result, and that's why we applied for the grant. But whether we're awarded the grant or not, we've got to remove these trees from the county right away over a period of time.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
329. Amending 2014 Ulster County budget to include additional allocation of funds from New York State Office for Aging. Office for the Aging. Moved by Tracy, second by Jim. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
330. Amending 2014 Ulster County budget to accept grant funding from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development for Shelter Plus Care Programs.
I'll move that.
Moved by Tracy, second by Jim.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
331, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Ontior Central School District for Substance Abuse Prevention Services, Department of Mental Health.
So
moved by Carl, second by Jim.
Other way around,
sorry. Discussion. Tracy?
I'm wondering, do we only do this in Onteora? I don't know who to ask.
This is a state aid pass-through. This is funds that Onteora had applied for many years ago and they received directly from the state. because the county is the conduit for the state funds, the money transfers to the Department of Mental Health.
Is there any other school in the system that's doing this?
I believe that Kingston used to receive these funds. They no longer do. I believe there may be one other. I think Ellendale may receive the funds. I'd have to check that for you.
And is it just because they don't apply? Do the schools know about it?
Again, these are funds that have been on the books for many, many years. I don't believe that there are additional dollars available for the schools to apply for.
Okay.
I think Ellendale got one this year or something.
They may.
That's what he just said.
I know there was one other. It may be Ellendale, but again, there's not a lot of them. Okay. They're $50,000 type of pass-throughs. They're not huge.
Yeah, it just piqued my interest in how even the idea of it gets promoted and how do school districts know about it and how do we
these are efforts that have been on the books a long time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 332, amending Ulster County budget to accept additional expanded community support funds, Department of Mental Health. Moved by Carl. Second by Jim.
Mr. Chairman, if I just speak to this for a second, this is something that the counties worked very hard on over the past year or so. These are funds that will fund on an annual basis $400,000 to fund a mobile mental health crisis team. This team will be located in Kingston. They will operate from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night and be able to respond to people's homes, to serve both adolescents and adults, to help alleviate mental health crisis and give people an alternative to just going to the emergency room and being there for hours and hours on end waiting to have their needs addressed. It's something that we fought for a long time. As you know, we've really been impacted by the closure of state psychiatric hospitals in the region. We've also been impacted by a loss of over $8 million in direct state mental health funding over the last 5 years. This is something in this 16-county region, they had
allocated... talking about it's going to decline, yeah.
they allocated $2.5 million for the 16-county catchment area. We pushed very hard and got a very large percentage to be directed to Ulster County for this purpose. These funds both the mobile health mobile crisis team, but also increases by 20 beds the assertive community treatment option that we provide to the Mental Health Association. It's something you should all be very proud of, and I hope it'll have your support tonight.
I just want to ask how the mobile part works.
If you check the county website, you'll see that we're currently on RFP to identify a provider. The way that it works in other areas is that there's a referral made. It could come from the 911 center. It could come from a school office. It could come from a police agency. And this team will then triage, the need at a time, literally get into a car and go to that location, whether it be someone's home, their place of work, to a school, and try to alleviate the situation. They'll have a psychiatrist on call, so if there's a medication issue. Someone forgot their meds, they can actually provide that medication with the authorization of a psychiatrist by phone and deal with a crisis at hand and try to, again, the goal here, these are community reinvestment dollars. The goal here is to eliminate the need for psychiatric hospitalization. With this team, we hope to keep people out of the emergency room and de-escalate a situation and bring stability to someone's home.
Tracy?
I think it sounds great, and I am really proud that we're doing that. One question I would have is once we figure out who the provider is, when you talk about where the calls might come from, are they going to, as a matter of course, coordinate with the Sheriff's Department in terms of educating the sheriffs about when they would be called?
We'll be working with the Police Chiefs Association and really making sure this... Of course, I want to be careful too. This is not a be all and end all type of a program. I wish I had $2.5 million of state aid. To be honest with you, this is coverage 365 days a year. It's only for a portion of the day. I wish I had a 24-hour service like Dutchess County has. Their state legislators have advocated in a different way for them and have gotten the millions of dollars to help address this need. We did it on our own and got a large portion, but it's not enough to provide 24-hour coverage. So our goal is to get the team in place. We suspect they'll be focusing more on the populous areas of the county to start, Kingston, Saugerties, New Paltz, and then we're going to have to collaborate with other counties and build this program over time, because our goal is to provide this service 24 hours a day and be able to respond to the hinterlands of the county and meet everybody's needs. But this is our first effort to get this programming in place. It's very needed. And if you look at the statistics, you'll see that the vast majority of these hospitalizations or emergency room visits happen between the hours of operation. And it's all evidence-based, but if I had my druthers, there'd be more money on the table from the state, and we'd be doing a 24-hour countywide service. But
and this is for next year.
The funding is effective. Once you accept it, it's effective immediately. Okay. So you'll see that this $200,000+. This is we'll provide funding from July through the end of the year, and then we've got the commitment that'll be reauthorized. So when the Ways and Means Committee sees the 2015 budget, you'll see we'll have $433,000 plugged in for this state aid for this purpose. So we're authorizing it now. We're out to RFP. We hope to award the contract, get it in place by the end of the year, and then have the service up and running for January. And you'll see that incorporated into the budget this year.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
333, establishing a petty cash fund for use in tobacco sales, compliance enforcement, amending 2014 budget.
I'll move it.
Move. Second.
Second. Can I just ask a question on
this?
Yep. Sorry, I have a lot of questions today.
You only have one more left.
I mean, it just seems weird to me that we have a $150 line in front of us.
Be careful how you explain this. I can explain the cash side. They need cash to kind of do a sting operation.
The county has a federal grant, a tuba grant, where we our sanitarians will bring a miner out into the field to attempt to buy tobacco products from retailers. If they're successful, they'll then write a ticket and there'll be a public health violation. Mm-hmm. For many years, we had some miners working with the department, and they weren't too successful. So the sanitarians would go out of pocket $20. The kid would go in to buy the cigarettes, come out, give the $20 back. Over this summer, we had a young man working on this program that was highly successful. Many violations were written, and he was a little bit older than the person that we usually hire, and he was very effective. So we've reached a point with the cost of cigarettes today that the sanitary just can't go out of pocket.
Instead of reimbursing the employees, it's better.
Yeah, so we'll have it. And again, basically,
but I guess it seems like such a small. I totally understand that, and I totally support the idea. But it seems like such a small number. Like there's no way to move.
We don't have the authority.
Without us. And is that enough then?
We'll go through the reimbursement. They'll provide receipts and they'll get reimbursed.
We've established a protocol where the cigarettes are kept in evidence through the hearing process through the health department. So.
And then destroy them?
No. I can assure the committee that the cigarettes are not used in any way.
Destroyed.
I believe that eventually they're destroyed in the process. There's a federal protocol that we follow through the ATUPA grant. So.
Carl?
One of the things is for $150, twice a year they send somebody out to all establishments that sell tobacco.
Yeah, there's 198.
This is a bargain.
Yeah.
Oh no!
If he actually does get the cigarettes, you don't get the money back, right?
The federal grant will reimburse the cost to the county.
Right.
Again, this creates a mechanism for us to actually go out and do the
petty cash fund.
It's the best deal I've ever seen.
Yeah. Okay. There are 198 retail establishments in the county that provide cigarettes. They visit them twice a year.
No longer CVS.
All right. Any other discussion?
Actually, so 195.
If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 334, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept the bid for a parcel of county-owned property for a private sale. Authorize the Chairman to also county legislate to convey such parcel.
Yep.
Department of Finance. Moved by.
Yep. I'll move it.
Second.
Second. We're just accepting $500 and
$700. Yeah, it's wetlands.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 335, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept, reject a bid on a parcel owned property at a private sale, Department of Finance.
Has to be amended.
The amendment is strike the final resolve as it was included in the original submission in error.
Correct.
All right. Who wants to move it?
I'll move it.
Second? Okay. Yeah, this is the one that we as the legislative pulled. The gentleman came to speak.
336 is your acquisition.
All right, this is the acquisition, but this is the one pulled that we actually pulled.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All righty, on this resolution with the amendment, well, on the amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
On the resolution, we need to move that.
Yeah.
Moved by Carl, seconded by Tracy. With the resolution on the amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 336, authorizing reacquisition of residential property to original owner, Department of Finance. Moved by Tracy, seconded by Carl. This is the one that actually gives the property back to the original owner. He came before us last month. Fortunately, he was able to get monies, and he is very happy, and he told me to tell the legislative body that he's ecstatic and his family's ecstatic. Mm-hmm. So, all in favor? Any questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
337 we did. 338, approving the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000 entered by the county family of Woodstock, Department of Social Services. Second. Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
339, approving the execution of contracts in excess of 50 entered by the county Safeco alarm system, Department of Public Works. Moved by
Jim.
Second for discussion.
All right, any discussion?
No, I just wanted to, we're paying for the whole thing, so anybody want to say?
Oh, I have a question.
Go on. Tracy has a question.
Is it the same price as last time?
Yeah, well, along that lines, it says it's the sole source, so that I'm assuming that means no one else can do this. How many buildings have these alarms, do we know?
That information.
You can't give it?
Yeah. No, I can give it. I can get it. Yeah, I don't have it with me.
And is this new to us, Safeco?
No, we've had Safeco.
So is this a renewal? It doesn't say it's a renewal.
I think it's a new one. Yeah.
Well, it has 2014 through.
Susie, can you speak to this, please?
It's a new four-year agreement.
New four-year agreement, same price?
I don't know the answer to that.
Can we get that? Mm-hmm. And how many it entails?
Yep.
And how long have we had them? Like, when did we start with them?
And it's a sole source only because we've had them in the past, and it would be astronomical to rekey all of the buildings.
Probably replace
that's
the alarms, too.
Mm-hmm.
The keypads and everything else. Yeah.
No, I know.
Keypads.
Wiring.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hardware.
All right. So we're stuck with them for the rest of our existence?
That's not true. So, I'm not stuck with the copiers. I just want to check
out. I mean, I know this is a little off topic, but we don't have we have very little armed guards in any of our buildings during regular business hour, but we secure our buildings overnight when nobody's in them at a cost of $282,000. You know, that's something to look at.
I mean, just your security and social services is $430,000.
No, I understand. That's the one place that does have armed security.
That's right.
But this legislature doesn't, or this building itself. Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
340. Approve execution of contracts excess of $50,000 by the county, Cone Inc., Department of Public Works. Moved by Tracy?
Yeah, I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? Tracy?
I was curious how many people bid or how many companies bid.
Sue, you know that?
I don't. That's a purchasing question, but I can find out for you.
And also if it was the lowest.
These type of contracts, they have the ups and downs.
Oh.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
These kinds of contracts have their ups and downs.
Resolution 341, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50 entered by the County Taylor Recycling Facility Emergency Management. Moved by.
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
Well, it says bid, but it says Taylor, so they won the bid. And they were the lowest.
This is the demolition contractor that does all the
asbestos demolition buyout. No county dollars. And remediations for asbestos. He does some costly
he does that as part of the demo because of the remediation change.
What's on 342? On the right, all the money comes from either the state or the city.
Oh, we did that. Hey, what are we done?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we have a late 347. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for FY14 State Homeland Security, amend the 2014 budget, emergency communications / emergency management. Moved by. Second. Second?
Second.
All in favor? Or any discussion first? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, the other ones. All right, so they cannot be advanced to us, right?
No, thank you for the license.
All right, 340 is a late resolution.
Oh, is it in a different
right
piece of paper?
It's in the
end. All right, new business. Everybody received a letter. Please, 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 please. Received letters from the contract agency with requests for funding for 2015. My understanding is some committees made some recommendations to this committee. My interpretation is that we're going through the budget process. We'll handle it during the budget process. I don't like to piecemeal things together throughout the whole year. Let's do it as a budget itself, see how everything is progressing, and everybody can have their say at that particular time. Everybody agreed with that?
Yes.
All right. Anybody disagree with that? No? So we're going to do. We're going to have that as our policy, so to speak?
We're still sticking with the budget, last budget schedule we got?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Same. All right.
Are we getting, is this committee going to have a schedule?
Schedule four.
I mean, you know, we're going to be working two or three times a week during the budget.
We have a schedule that's already printed the days that we're going to be actually convening to discuss the budget.
All right.
Yes.
Do we have, is that schedule available right now?
Yes.
Because I was looking at an old schedule.
Yeah.
And
I should tell you, everybody on my palm.
Really, really. Because I want to say October 10th, maybe, was on.
We did change something. One of the days.
We changed election
day. Not election day, but Columbus Day was on the schedule.
Yeah, we changed that, too.
Did we change Columbus Day? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I know that the budget schedule was shrunken considerably given our circumstances from last year, so I want to commit the executive's office and our budget staff to make sure that we're there and available for the committee and providing information that we can to ensure a great process this year. We're looking forward to it.
Well, we always have a great process.
Yeah. Like a
all right. Any old business? Any old business? Motion to adjourn. Mary Beth, second. Carl? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.